Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Sial endoscopy is a minimally invasive procedure that enables ENT surgeons to perform salivary gland surgery without external scarring, and in most cases, without requiring an overnight hospital stay. UPMC is among a small group of hospitals in the country using this technique and is encouraging physicians to consider sial endoscopy for patients with salivary stones and other diseases of the salivary glands.
Sial endoscopy is an exciting technology. It's only been in this country for a few years that allows the surgeon to go out and examine the salivary collecting system and then surgically remove different kinds of pathologies like salivary stones or dilate areas of narrowing. The typical candidate for salivary endoscopy is somebody who has an inflammatory salivary gland disease, and that can run, the spectrum from patients who have received radioactive iodine to patients who have Sjogren's syndrome. The classic patient is somebody who has a salivary stone, but there are also different pathologies in the duct, like polyps or stenoses, that can all be treated. So people who have obstructive salivary pathology that's of an inflammatory nature can all be considered for candidacy for the procedure. Traditional surgery for salivary gland pathology has been extirpative surgery, where the gland would actually be removed through an external incision. The technique of salivary endoscopy avoids the external incision. It avoids the dissection of the cranial nerves, the risk of bleeding, and instead, in a minimally invasive way, I can place the telescope into the salivary collecting system and deal with the pathology directly, maintaining salivary function and avoiding the invasive techniques. The procedure begins with the patient's mouth open. The salivary papilla, either the parotid or the submandibular gland, is dilated in a 6 to 8 step process to make it large enough to accept the telescope. The telescope's ranging from 0.9 millimeters to 1.7 millimeters. And then these telescopes have both an irrigating channel and a working channel, and then within that system we can remove pathologies or dilate stenoses or irrigate out different kinds of problems. UPMC is a leader in salivary endoscopy because we were an early adopter of the technology. And because of that, we've been able to amass more than 300 patients with this technique, and so patients do come from several states away to have it done. Currently, we're very adept at certain kinds of inflammatory pathologies, but experiments are being done to address other salivary gland issues, such as problems after radiation therapy.
This minimally invasive approach opens the door for sial endoscopy to be used in the treatment of other salivary pathologies.